a controversial bill that aimed to standardize where wind and solar farms could be located in the state, was withdrawn in the state Senate Tuesday. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, despite a lot of changes to the bill, sponsors didn't feel they could get the votes needed to pass it.
The idea was to make it easier for renewable energy companies to invest in Indiana. Right now, the state is a patchwork of different local ordinances. Some counties have banned wind farms altogether. But when county leaders opposed the bill, it was changed so that those who had more restrictive ordinances could keep them. Lawmakers also offered counties the option to have special renewable energy districts. One of the bill's sponsors, Republican Senator Mark Messmer, expressed his frustration that lawmakers still couldn't agree on the bill before withdrawing it.
It's like having a hostage crisis negotiation going along. You give the captor everything they want, and then they shoot the person at the end of the ordeal anyway.
However, a bill that creates a standard for how wind and solar farms are taxed did pass the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.